This Roto Report is brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. Today we're joined by Sam Amico from FoxSportsOhio.com and FoxSports.com, NBA beat reporter for those websites. You can check them out on a daily basis for the latest that's happening with the Cavaliers and the NBA. And Sam, recently for the Cavaliers, what happened was they finally decided who they wanted in the draft on Thursday night. They selected Andrew Wiggins over Jabari Parker. How surprised were you, and do you think it was the right choice?
I wasn't overly surprised because I thought, you know, we both knew it was going to be one of those guys, and we all knew that. And I had heard Monday they were leaning towards Wiggins. I wasn't sure how true that was with all the smoke screens, but, it ended up being him. And I'll tell you what, Kenny, I really like both of those guys. I like Andrew Wiggins, and I like Jabari Parker. I wasn't in one camp or the other. I think they're both going to be fantastic pros, you know, and I said all along, I think Jabari Parker is going to be a better pro at first, just because he's a little more mature basketball-wise, but I think Andrew Wiggins is going to be fantastic as well, and probably, as Alpha Scouts will tell you, or, you know, many of the people who cover the NBA even will tell you, it looks like Wiggins has the bigger upside. So in the long run, I think the Cavs fans, and even early, but I think especially in the long run, Cavs fans will be happy with this pick because the guy is just, as you've seen the highlights, if you watch some Kansas basketball, just an absolute amazing athlete with pretty decent skills.
David Griffin talked about the deciding factor being that he's a two-way player, that he can defend three different positions along with the offense that maybe isn't as consistent or as developed as Jabari Parker's, but still there is offense there. The two-way player stuff, did that surprise you from Griff being an offensive guy that he went with the defense over the offense?
Well, no, and I'll tell you why, because, even though guys are offensive-minded, they still value defense. And, if you look at the Cavs roster as is, Kenny, one thing that let's just say everything stays the same, with the exception, you know, they bring back Hawes or whatever, or add another scorer, you still have Kyrie Irving and Deion Waiters, who are two guys who are capable of putting up 20 points a night and are both probably going to average right around 20. Kyrie probably over 20, Deion 18 to 20. So right there's a lot of your scoring. You don't need a third guy. I mean, it'd always be helpful, of course, but that's not a priority. You want a guy who's going to score maybe 15 or 16 and really be a wing defender. And you know what? The wing position in the NBA is so important nowadays that if you can have a guy who can guard, like Andrew Wiggins, who's going to be able to guard NBA point guards and NBA shooting guards and NBA small forwards, that's quite a value to have. And I think, okay, this guy is going to be a better version of Sean Marion, who was a fantastic defender. And yet, there was, when Marion was in Phoenix there, he was a 20-point, 10-rebound guy on top of being a great defender. So I think Wiggins has the potential to be even better than Marion was, and Marion was pretty doggone good.
I wanted Wiggins all along. He was my guy. All right, just loved his athleticism, and we saw his dad Mitchell there yesterday at the press conference, who played in the NBA. His mom was an Olympic track star for Canada, won gold medal. So you know the DNA is there. And in talking with Bill Self, his coach at Kansas, sold me on Wiggins for sure when he said, look, in the NBA, in the open court, in the transition game, 24-second shot clock, no zone defense or very few zone defenses being played, that Wiggins was going to be a better player in the pros than he was in college. And his last thing he said to me, he said, it's going to be a stud. And so when I heard that from Self, now most coaches are going to support their player, Sam, but he explained it that way to me. And when I heard that, and I already knew about his defense, that's when I said I wanted Wiggins. In my mock draft, I put Parker, but I wanted Wiggins all along. Here's the question I have for you. I wanted Wiggins. Do you think Griff wanted Wiggins all along, or because of what we heard during the week with Jabari Parker not wanting to come to Cleveland and Dan Gilbert supposedly wanting Wiggins more than Parker, do you think Dan had a lot of say in this, or was this a Griff pick.
I think it was a consensus pick. You know, I don't think that David Griffin wanted Jabari Parker, if he did, to the point where it was he was going to be, you know, really frustrated if Dan Gilbert said, well, why don't we go with Wiggins? I think, in all honesty, I think that David Griffin and his people were kind of, you know, up in the air about it. Maybe Griff liked Parker better, but wasn't completely sold on the idea of taking him and was talked into Wiggins. You know, Kenny, they're people. You know, the people in the front office are people, and a lot of them, you know, for me, if I had been general manager, I may have been leaning towards Parker by a whisker, but I'll tell you what, I could have easily been talked into Wiggins. And that's maybe what happened with David Griffin. You know, if David Griffin said, I want Jabari Parker, period, that's who the Cavs would have drafted. Because trust me, he's going to tell his boss, look, you put me in this position, I'm going to make this call. Otherwise, go ahead and fire me and see how good you look. So I have no question that Andrew Wiggins is ultimately the guy that David Griffin made the call on and decided that's who he wanted.
Sam Amico is our guest from FoxSportsOhio.com, talking NBA draft with Sam right now. And Sam, one of the stories that broke on Thursday night, draft night, was that of Kevin Love saying, hey, if LeBron were to go to Cleveland, I'd be willing to sign a long-term contract. So with that in mind, Andrew Wiggins, does he stay a Cavalier or does he become a trade piece with the Minnesota Timberwolves if there's a chance to bring LeBron James to Cleveland?
Well, I think if you get LeBron James in free agency and you think you can get Kevin Love, I would certainly go that route. Knowing what we know about Kevin Love, or at least what's been reported about Kevin Love, and I would think that would be accurate. You know, a guy like Kevin Love would say something along the lines, yeah, you get LeBron James, I'd be very open to signing a long-term extension with the Cavaliers. So,
yep.
I think that would be it, Kenny.
When we look at free agency now after the news that came out today, LeBron has opted out. We knew that already. Dwayne Wade announced today he's opting out. Reports are that Chris Bosh will opt out. Udonis Haslemuth, $55 million in cap space, supposedly, the Heat will have now. This is what Pat Riley wanted in trying to retool this basketball team with cap space and bringing other players in and hoping that some of those players will take a pay cut. Do you think this is the start of the Heat retooling and all of those guys got together over dinner recently like they did and said, all right, let's do this again? Or do you think these guys are going to truly test the free agent market and maybe end up somewhere else each individually?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's the question of the year. I personally would think that the Miami Heat have something to think about here too, Kenny. Maybe their money would be better spent on other people besides Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade. That's something you have to consider. Sign LeBron James for the maximum contract and go get other pieces and let Bosh and Wade walk. That's something I would seriously consider that's not being mentioned in all this. You know, I don't think you just stay together or keep them together for sentimental reasons. Wade is clearly on the way down, and Bosh is 30 years old, so I would just be a little bit leery. But, you know, it looks to me, if I had to guess, that these four folks, Haslam included, are kind of retooling things to get LeBron James. I think LeBron James wants a maximum contract, and I don't blame him for that because he's the best player in the NBA. I don't think he wants to take less money again than what, you know, he wants to be paid the highest contract at the NBA. That could create an issue there. I'm not saying it will, but it could. And if LeBron James decides he's going to go out and aggressively pursue free agency, I think that he could potentially have his mind altered to include something other than Miami Heat and end up somewhere else.
Sam, the other guy we forgot to talk about in the draft is the second rounder, Joe Harris, the shooting guard from Virginia, averaged 12 points per game this year. Over his 4 years at Virginia, he was known for his shooting, 42% from three-point range, 38 as a sophomore, 42.5 as a junior, and 40% this past year as a senior for Virginia. Do you like this second-round pick of adding who is considered one of the better shooters in this draft to this Cavaliers roster?
I've talked to a couple of scouts who think he is severely underrated. And yes, a guy who he's fairly athletic. He can create his own shot, and he is just money when he's open. If you get him the ball behind that 3-point line, you know, it's funny because I heard one scout say, you know, we hear Doug McDermott compared to Wally Szczerbiak. I think this guy has that type of potential, but is a better shooter. This, you know, I've heard nothing but this guy's the best shooter in the draft. So that
better
automatically.
Than McDermott. Wow.
Yeah, if at least a shooter. If you can, now probably not quite as athletic as McDermott and doesn't have McDermott's size, but, you know, I've heard if this guy can get open, he's the guy who's going to knock it down for you more than anybody else. You know, defensively, it's hard to find where he would play as a position, both offensively and defensively, because he's more of a small forward, but he's really only 6'4", 6'5", you know, so that could be an issue. But the thing is, if you can shoot the basketball, especially in David Blatt's offense, you're going to have a good shot to make the team. They're either going to keep him or Sergei Kurasov. They're not going to keep both. So one of those guys is going to be gone before the season starts. Will be Joe Harris. I think he's a very intriguing second-round pick. And while we're on the subject, real quickly, Kenny, I talked to Eric Musselman last night, who is the assistant coach at Arizona State, and the Cavs, once this trade goes through with Dwight Powell, he said, boy, they got a good one. The number 45 pick, they got a good one. He said, I saw him at Arizona State because he played at Stanford, and he said he's a guy who can play three positions. He said he can play all three front court positions, and I think he's going to be a steal somewhere in the NBA.
And that's the deal that hasn't officially gone through in the NBA office yet. Brendan Haywood, Dwight Powell, coming to the Cavaliers in return for Alonzo G. So once that gets finalized in the NBA office, he'll be a member of the Cavs. Do you think they hold on to Brendan Haywood, or do they just cut him and deal with the contract?
Well, you know, he missed all last year. He's 34 years old. He had a foot issue, stress fracture in the foot. Joel Embiid, and I'll tell you what, that's something that they may need. You know, if he can come back healthy, they may want a rim protector. So Brendan Haywood's a guy who can do it. If you could keep him for cheap, then maybe do it. But I would lean towards them letting him go. But you never know. If he could come back healthy, he's Stephen Foot and a veteran.
Last thing, and I'll let you go, Sam Amico from FoxSportsOhio.com and FoxSports.com. How do you feel now, a few days after the draft, with everything, all the buildup, all the hype surrounding it, with what the Cavaliers did? Do you feel good? Do you think they're a lot better, a little bit better? Did they make the right call? Give me your final wrap-up on the draft.
Well, I'll tell you what. As the roster stands right now, Kenny, I like it because, I like Wiggins. I think he's going to be your starting small forward, assuming, you know, nothing really else happens in free agency. They'll sign someone in free agency. They have too much money not to, you know, and they're going to need another small forward. So, and probably another big guy. So they have enough money, but I like the start of what I see. And a lot of that started with the hiring of David Blatt, Tyronn Lue, who I think are going to be really good coaches. And then I like the pick of Wiggins. And I like the fact that, you know what, I think Kyrie Irving's going to be a lot happier. And Deion Waiters, if they keep him, will be a lot happier. And even guys like Tristan Thompson, you know, you re-sign Spencer Haas. Right off the bat, you have a good offensive team. If you're asking me, and then you got these, you know, the bench players you still have to figure out, but you have some nice pieces there that you might be able to make work. You know, the Karasev, Anthony Bennett, hopefully he'll come around in this offense, and you know, some of those other guys, Joe Harris, those are all the young guys I'm naming. But I think the Cavaliers are off to a very nice start to the summer, a very intriguing start. And, you know, could pull a Toronto next year and overachieve.
Let's see what happens come July 1st when free agency kicks off, A, with the Cavs and Kyrie Irving, if they offer him the max contract, and then B, how hard they go after LeBron James. That'll be the next big week for all of us in writing and talking and podcasting about the NBA as well as the Cleveland Cavaliers, Sam.
Yeah, Kenny, it's. I remember one general manager told me it used to be a 12-month-a-year job. Now it's a 13-month-a-year job. So it's a lot of fun. So hopefully it'll all work out through free agency and all that stuff, but I'm sure either way you and I will be talking plenty.
Sounds good. Tim, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. Thanks for joining us today.
All right. Thanks, Kenny.
There you have it. Sam Amico joining the Roto Report today, and it was brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444 or check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, T-Town, keep it real.